A man with leprosy came to Jesus and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people came to him from everywhere.
Well, now, boys and girls, it's time for the kids' talk. So please feel free to come and find a spot just up here. That's it. Great to see you all this morning. Whoa, that's close. So you'll need to also be able to see the screen up here. So if you sort of sit around here.
Graham, how are you today?
Oh, that's my friend Sybil. I'm really, really good, thanks, Sybil. Hey, boys and girls, this is my friend, Sybil.
Hello, everyone.
Sybil, what's wrong with you? You're covered in spots.
Yeah, Graham, I had chicken pox, and these are what's left of all the spots I had.
Oh, are you okay now?
Yes, but I had to stay at home for a week, and...
Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering as your people, a privilege that we have cherished more this year than we have in the past, and so thank you that we can be here today. I pray that as we open your word, we encounter Jesus. We don't just hear about him, we don't just hear a story, but we actually see who Jesus is and we're impacted by it. So please guide my words to that end and please guide our hearts as we listen. Amen. Now, for those who are interested, Theo had chicken pox earlier this year. That's why his hand was up, almost guarantee it. So I want you to imagine this morning that as you sit here, in the auditorium, someone enters from the back of the room and begins to gradually make their way down the aisle. You don't know how, you know, but you have this very strong suspicion that they've just arrived from overseas. They've skipped quarantine so they can join us here today. And as they walk down the aisle, they begin to cough wildly. Cough so wildly, in fact, you can nearly see the particles sort of floating around in the air. And then they begin to wipe their running nose on their sleeve and their sweaty forehead as the fever is breaking out of them. Everything about them screams COVID. What's your natural response? Do you ignore the two-seat rule and say, "Oh, come sit next to me"? I doubt it. You scatter like cockroaches when the light comes on, sort of clinging to the edges of the building as you watch what's happening. This COVID has given us an interesting look at this. You begin to imagine all of us spending 2 weeks in quarantine just because we've been in this building and, at worst, picking up the disease. The person would be contagiously unclean, and all you'd want for them is to get outside of our building. It's interesting, COVID gives us a look at this experience of the leper in a way that we wouldn't have understood last year. But it's still only a glimpse. Because once you had leprosy, it was a life sentence. It wasn't just a disease. As long as the symptoms stayed, you were forced to be outside of the community. And the symptoms stayed pretty much forever. And that meant to protect the community, you were forced to live this humiliating, isolated life as an outsider. Have a listen to the words of instruction from Leviticus chapter 13. "The leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes and let their hair on their head hang loose, and he shall cover his upper lip and cry out, 'Unclean, unclean.' He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He is unclean. He shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. Feel the weight of those words. Unclean, alone, and outside. That's the leprosy experience. And to sort of help protect others around them, they were supposed to look as sort of disfigured and unattractive as possible. The ancient language suggests that they looked no different than a corpse. As soon as anyone sort of came into close proximity to them, they had to yell out, unclean, unclean, and watch people scatter in fear. In the same way you would if you knew someone walked in here with leprosy, with COVID, or leprosy for that matter, probably. The only people you were able to come near were other people with leprosy, and all they did was remind you of how bad your future was going to get. It's a disease that wasn't just a disease, but was a sentence. Other diseases needed healing, but the physical, relational, and spiritual shame of leprosy meant they needed cleansing. It robbed you of your entire life, of your occupation, of your habits, of your family, of your community. And perhaps worst of all, it robbed you of your connection with God. You were too unclean to enter His temple, and you were unable to join His people in worshiping Him. Unclean, alone, outside. Now these feelings leave deep scars on our hearts, wounds to identity and dignity and value. Do you know these wounds? Now, on some level, I assume that all of us know them or at least fear them. This experience of thinking that everyone else fits in and belongs far easier than you do. Are you aware of the things that make you feel like an outsider? Or are they just intrinsic to who you are and you don't even know why you feel that way? Do other people press in these wounds and drive them deeper? Or is they kind of self-driven and you make it longer yourself? Either way, this morning I want you to encounter Jesus. I want you to see His tenderness and His gentleness as He deals with this leper. Because in the same way that He deals with this leper, that gives you a picture of how Jesus will also deal with you. He is gracious. He's powerful. And He's willing. So let's jump in. Our first thing to notice today is that Jesus gets put in an awkward position. Have a look at chapter 1, verse 40. A man with leprosy came to Him and begged Him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Now, the casualness with which Mark writes that line and our sort of distance from this situation with leprosy makes it really easy for us to underestimate how provocative and wrong this action was on behalf of this man. Leprosy doesn't just make you an outsider. It makes anyone you come close to defiled and unclean. Now, in the Bible, leprosy can be any number of different skin conditions, but it appears from the context that the one in view here is the dreaded contagious condition of leprosy, or Hansen's disease as we know it. It was incurable. Lepers are required to stand at a distance of 50 paces, which is probably at least to the back of this room, and call out that they were unclean. If they entered in a house, that house became unclean. If they stood under a tree, anyone else standing under the tree with them is polluted. Like mold working its way through a fruit bowl, uncleanness only heads in one direction. It only takes one bad piece of fruit to go ahead and defile the rest. Just like if a COVID case came into this building, all of us would be going into quarantine. This man's approach compromised Jesus. He's within touching distance, well within defilement range and what that would look like. As the leper looks at his festering skin, he has to know that where he is right now is not appropriate. That it's actually somewhat selfish. And yet Jesus' reputation has spread so far, it's even reached those in the outer leper colonies. And so this man comes and makes his urgent, desperate appeal as he falls on his knees. If you are willing, you can make me clean. And there's an element of humanness in this man as we see him, because he has this glimpse of faith. He's not questioning Jesus' ability to heal. He's healed others. But can he, would he heal me? Or am I just not worth it? As you recognize the heavy tension in this approach to Jesus, and as this man sort of enters his personal space, I wonder if this leper's experience mirrors yours. Does your impact on others feel unwanted at times? Do you get the sense that people are trying to distance themselves from you because you somehow pollute them? It might be classmates. It might be family, workmates, teammates, or others. Sadly, there's even people that have felt the stares and the biting disapproval of people in this church. Unclean, alone, and outside. Jesus is put on the spot, and it's awkward. Is he going to step back to protect himself? With all other options exhausted, will Jesus too turn this man away? Or is Jesus somehow different from the rest? Brings us to our next thing to notice this morning. That's that Jesus is willing. Have a look at verse 41. Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. The context in this sort of emotionally charged thing, Jesus is caught up in the emotion and he's angry. Our context doesn't suggest that he's angry at the man for interrupting his life because of what he did next. But there are several times in the Bible where God feels the deep pain and burden of the suffering of sin and evil in our world. Jesus isn't coldly indifferent to the plight of the leper, but he's deeply moved by it. Jesus shows us what God is like. He knows you completely. God isn't oblivious to the impact of evil in your life. He sees the stares. He's aware of the biting and hurtful words. He senses the sharp stab of pain associated with physical or relational or spiritual brokenness. Jesus understands. He feels your hopelessness. God is not unmoved, and you are not alone. Instead of recoiling backwards at this gross, contagious man, Jesus steps forward. He reaches out and initiates physical contact by touching the man. Now, if this was cancer or blindness, that wouldn't be a problem at all. But because this is leprosy, that touch makes Jesus unclean. We see his warmth and his tenderness and his graciousness in reaching out and touching this man who has probably never been touched by a non-leper in years. Think of how eager you were to break the COVID expectations and shake hands and hug again. Can you imagine how heartbreakingly tender this touch was for this leper? He physically felt acceptance. Where people were unwilling, Jesus was willing. He reaches out past the social, physical, and spiritual barriers of that day. His reach continues to be long today because he is still willing. The shocking thing that happens is that the defilement reverses direction. If something dirty touches something clean, the clean thing becomes dirty. We know this. If my clean shirt and my one-year-old son's pumpkin-covered face meet, that only happens in one direction, and only one result comes from that. If unclean things touch clean things, the clean things become dirty. In every case, except for with Jesus. It's like water is flowing uphill. Jesus' cleanness is so deep and so powerful that it is contagious. The leper is healed instantly. They probably saw his skin come back to normal before their very eyes. Jesus is clean in a way that we cannot comprehend. The curse is reversed. The stigma is gone. All the things that would make this man an outsider are taken away. He is clean. He is loved. And he is welcomed in. With this touch, Jesus just doesn't show his willingness to heal, but his power to heal. His power to take unclean things and to pronounce them clean. This encounter with Jesus is far more than just physical. Jesus is beautifully unique. He has the power to take away your shame, to heal the years of brokenness that come from feeling like you don't belong and you're an outsider. He is willing to tenderly touch. He takes what is unclean, alone, and outside, and he makes it clean, loved, and welcomed in. Especially you. His reach is long, and you don't encounter Jesus and leave the same. This brings us to our third thing to notice today, and that is that Jesus swaps places with the leper. Now, the leper's life is not the only one changed by this encounter. Have a look at verse 43. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. Instead, he went out and he began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. And yet people still came to him from everywhere. There's a reason why Jesus came. In the previous section of Mark, we see that Jesus has become wildly popular for his ability to heal. But as good as that wasn't the reason why Jesus came. He actually says as much in verse 38, just before our section. He says, let us go somewhere else to the nearby villages so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come. Jesus has come to announce good news that those who are unclean no longer need to stay on the outside, but that there is this opportunity to be cleaned and to be welcomed into God's kingdom. At this stage, publicity is not helping Jesus in that mission. It's just creating misguided enthusiasm. So Jesus issues his strong warning. Now, realistically, not many lepers are appearing back into society in these days. And so it's going to be pretty obvious for people when he comes back in to go, are you clean? And if you are, how? And so he's going to face these questions, and he's either unwilling or unable to keep his secret. And so he spreads his good news everywhere. The cost to Jesus of this healing is that he trades places with this leper. He's no longer able to enter the town, but must stay outside in lonely places. He's forced to live in the places where the leper was forced to live beforehand. Jesus didn't protect himself from the leper when he could have. He could have protected himself from all this stuff when he had the chance, but he didn't. Rather, his willingness extends to him being impacted so that the leper can be free and clean. Jesus' purpose was to preach. And in this encounter, Jesus announces to us who he is. He is powerfully clean. He is moved and affected by suffering. He is so willing that he's willing to take on board human suffering himself and become an outsider so that the outsider can be welcomed in. Is there anyone like Jesus? This brings us to our last thing to notice today, and that's that Jesus doesn't just swap places with a leper. He swaps places with you. In this encounter, Jesus announces who he is and what he came to do. And it wasn't just the leper that was unclean. The lepers were visibly unclean. You could tell it, you could see it. But a little while later in his ministry, he puts his finger on what makes people unclean. Have a listen to these words. It goes far more than skin deep. From chapter 7, verse 15. Nothing on the outside of a person can defile them, that is, make them unclean, by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them. And he went on. What comes out of a person is what defiles them. For it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All of these evils come from inside and defile a person. Now, as a society, our understanding is that the things that corrupt us or make us unclean are outside influences. If my kids misbehave, I blame daycare or school and the bad influences there. If I come home cranky or frustrated, I blame my work. If there's problems in our family, I blame my in-laws and the impact that they had and the legacy that they've left, perhaps. My mother-in-law went home on Friday. The underlying assumption is that if it wasn't for all these external things, we would be good and would choose the right thing. Yet Jesus says the reason that you think the way you do and that you act the way you do and respond the way you do to these external corruptions is because you are already internally corrupt. The reason those external things work so effectively on you is because you are already corrupt on the inside and it kind of pours fuel onto the fire. The willing, compassionate Jesus that we have just seen says that you are defiled. You are unclean. You're alone or apart from God, and you are outside his kingdom. This makes the message of the leper even more powerful. There is truly no one like Jesus. Jesus is not like us. He wasn't corrupt, but was perfectly pure in every way. He came not just to cleanse a couple of lepers, but to cleanse you and I. He came to willingly trade places with us, taking on board our sin and our brokenness on the cross as he suffered there, that you would be made clean. And that you would be brought near to God. Have a listen to how one of Jesus' friends, Peter, writes in his letter, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also suffered for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. The perfect Jesus didn't protect himself from you, keeping a safe distance, but became dirty with your sin and brokenness on the cross so that you could go clean. Those who turn to him and believe are cleaned, loved, and welcomed in. I want to encourage you today to look at the unclean leper and see yourself. Whether you've known Jesus for many years or whether you're encountering him for the first time today, see with great hope his beauty, his tenderness, and his ability to make clean. There's nothing hidden from Jesus. Like the leper, the unclean things on you should have caused Jesus to recoil and step back and protect himself from you. But he didn't. He reached out and took that sin and that brokenness upon himself on the cross, that you would be clean. Now today, Jesus' words to you are the same as his words to the leper. I am willing. Be clean. Are you willing to believe him? Are you willing to let him take your uncleanness and make you clean? Will you accept his welcome into loving relationship and a place in his kingdom forever? His words are true. Jesus is unique. He takes what is unclean alone and outside and makes it clean, loved, and welcomed in. May you know the joy of that being you. Amen. Let's pray. Father, what a beautiful picture we get of who you are and how you feel about us in this encounter with the leper. As Jesus reaches out to what is unclean and says, I am willing, be clean. And he is. Jesus, I pray that you would be at work in people's lives now, that they would hear those words not as an interesting story, but as the truth. That they would know your touch, that you are willing, and that through your death on the cross and your resurrection, they're made clean. Help us to believe that and to live that with joy. Amen.